be shaken with the violences of war. Some will never return.
Welcome to the Wonder Women of Aviation podcast. We're here live at Dover Air Force Base, and I ran into an amazing pilot, Jim Sells, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with me. I want to learn more about this beautiful aircraft, Mr. Wonderful himself, and just learn more about this beautiful C...
C-47. Yes. Yeah, listen, this came off the assembly line just before World War II ended. Strictly a military version, but this stayed in military service longer than just about any other we know of. After the Army Air Corps, the Air Force was through with it, it was sent to France, to the French Air Force, the Belgium Air Force, and eventually the Israeli Air Force. So,
oh, wow.
Yes, when it came back and was decommissioned as military, it's still original. The museum has not refurbished it in any way. This is about as close as you're going to find to a World War II C-47 inside and out.
Wow, and it's a beautiful aircraft. I see Second Chance on there in the nose art. Can you tell me a little bit more about what Second Chance means?
No, I wasn't behind that. I mean, I'm flying for the museum.
Okay.
I don't know who came up with that, but I'm sure it's a great story if you find out.
Yeah, no.
And it is. It's just something we do. We name our loves.
Okay.
And that's what somebody along the way came up with for this one. Great airplane. It flies great. Gross weight's 25,000 pounds, about 7,500 useful load. We came down here from Long Island.
Okay.
With about five crew members. I'm sorry, about five extra crew members.
Okay.
And then, because they're for the crew for these other, these single pilot airplanes that it's American Air Power Museum that's the charity that's looking after this, keeping it as a caretaker for the next generation and having it here at Dover and other air shows so the public can enjoy it too. And this, it's not often we get to perform. What we're doing today, 75th anniversary of the Air Force, we're the history, World War II, and we're in formation with the current C-17, a four-engine cargo airplane, current model that the Air Force is using, and that's what we'll be doing today. We'll be doing a formation flyby, three different passes, for the people of Dover and to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Air Force.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's one thing I want to do is keep that history alive, because I feel like we're losing a big component of our history, especially with these beautiful warbirds.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the planning to get into Dover, like the fueling, like what does it take to maintain an aircraft like this? You said it's part of the museum, but there's a lot of upkeep that needs to be involved, right?
Yeah, it takes volunteers. It would easily be $50,000 to $80,000 a year if you were working out of your pocket with non-volunteers. And there's so many, these fellas here, we're helping out from Atlanta because they're short of pilots, but the ground crew and everything, and normally they're normal pilots, everybody's a volunteer to keep it, doing the same thing, being a caretaker to help keep it for the next generation. So it is a lot of maintenance, and you're out searching for parts on a 75-year-old airplane, but there's several of them still flying, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If somebody wants to donate or kind of visit an aircraft like this, where can they go again?
Well, the American Air Power Museum, you can Google that online and donate. You can go to Farmingdale, New York, just out on Long Island, about an hour or so from LaGuardia, and you can see the airplane. The museum's open to the public frequently, and they have so many historic airplanes. Right next to us is a TBM and then a P-51. They've got a B-25. They have an incredible pictorial history going through there of machines, parts, videos of World War II. It's a great World War II museum, and it's open to the public frequently. American Air Power Museum in Farmingdale, New York.
Okay. I know you mentioned you've been flying pilot for...
55 years.
Oh, 55 years.
Yes.
So how did you start how did you get involved with this?
Well, it starts with the slightest thing. I'm in high school. I'm flipping burgers at Jack in the Box, and a guy comes in with a prop in the back seat and says, hey, take a flying lesson. And I go, a what? And that started it. I took a flying lesson, got my license on my 17th birthday, and wow. went on. I flew for the Army in Vietnam and the airlines, crop dusted, charter, all that stuff. And now, at my age, I'm giving back. I'm flying historic airplanes. I'm donating my time and my money and my energy to keeping these historic planes flying.
Well, thank you. Thank you for keeping that history alive. Is there a fun fact that you can share with the public about this aircraft? Just something that random fact that just wows you?
Well, other than it's older than I am and I'm 72. Let me tell you the fun fact. When we're normally static. We're with a crowd, having the crowd come through. They've got us on the hot ramp, so they're over there. But let me tell you, you think you're here to tell folks about the airplane, but you'd be surprised. Everybody has a story they want to tell you about their Uncle Bob or their Uncle Fred or their first flight as a kid. I mean, the DC-3, which was the originator of this is a military version of the DC-3.
Yeah.
Put people in aviation that weren't exotic and rich. That's the one that put the public to flying. That was the airplane that made it safe and dependable to put the public in flying. So everybody's got a story.
Right.
And you become a listener.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm definitely going to find the story of Second Chance. I'm going to find it and share it with everyone. Well, thank you for joining us, Jim Sowles, a.k.a. Mr. Wonderful, for joining us on the Wonder Woman of Aviation, Wonderful Wonder Woman of Aviation. Have fun out there. Thank you for doing what you do, keeping that history alive and joining us.
Well, I'm having a great time doing it. And when you've been as blessed as I am, you got to give back.
Yes.
That's the deal. But thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, no, thank you.
Absolutely. All right.
And join us next time on the Wonder Woman of Aviation.
Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servant, into thy kingdom.